This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Keeping you company, of course, all the way till 1 p.m. I mentioned, Uguti, we would be having someone joining us for our brunch date on Ihlanganani Midday Show. Slangane with someone, or like Hayage MUT. He is the chairperson of the disability unit here at MUT. So let us give him a very warm welcome. This is how we welcome the guests on the show. Boo, 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 boo. Hi, mina ntemjani.
Hi, Sisafika. Great.
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila. You're giving me very calm vibes. Are you not someone vele ophaphile?
I know, angiphaphile. And thank you for kungwelcome ku show yakho. I hope it's well productive.
Yes, it definitely will be, because when it's also telling information about things, all we need to know regarding disability awareness. So we know, Uguti, from the 3rd of November, which means it's already underway, till the 3rd of December, it's actually Disability Awareness Month, right?
Yes.
In South Africa. So I want to ask Wena, what do you believe is the significance of this, of there being an entire month which is dedicated to creating awareness about disabilities?
Well, on my side, the important thing I learned about South Africa, bafundiswa nge disability, bias, and also babe aware ukuthi disability are generalized. Like growing up as a kid, I used to say, shoot umuntu okhubazekile umuntu ama wheelchair. But the moment I got here, Emangosuthu, ngafunda ezinye izinto ukuthi no man, we do have the types of disabilities.
True.
Kona are visible, kona are invisible. So okwalenyanga is for people of South Africa ukuthi bafunde, ba research and bazi ukuthi awu generalize, you don't just generalize, you know.
Yeah.
And another thing is people who are with disability singabantu, you know, treat us as abantu abanormal, don't just stabukele nje ukuthi ash.
Oh,
no, asifuni dabukele. As much as in show in the center, but everything in the one band. So when I turned with the South Africa, but that's the opportunity, but for the especially the Babasema Vasit, you born about exposed the Kurgul and Dole, our phone, they are born Bangas charge. Pelak born about that is the advantage over another Pilon Koba Zero, because you don't know what the future holds, you know. Like one day uzoshada mhlawumbe partner wakho nezalingane ezoba disability, or maybe partner wakho abe kuyingozi yemoto, zonke izinto ezikanjalo. So abantu ukuthi bayithathe le opportunity bafunde ngathi bazi banga generalize nje ukuthi hayi ukuthi umuntu ama wheelchair phela umuntu okhubazekile.
Ah man, I've realized weminently ukuthi most of the time, because I've realized this from event last year from the disability unit, one thing that I realized as I'm saying is that people with disabilities don't actually like being, they don't like being pitied, they don't like lentukuthi abantu babazwele. They just want to be treated like normal people. Yes, obviously there has to be measures in place to make sure ukuthi they can maneuver in that area, right? Yeah, but they have to be accommodated. But they still want to be treated like a normal person, meaning that if I'm interacting with you, I want to interact with you like a normal person. Don't automatically, you know, want to act differently. Oh. Go back. Yeah, but so ilayon dinaming I pick up to know they just want to be treated like normal people because they are normal people. Yeah, but and again, when I was doing research, this theme, this year for Disability Awareness Month is that no one is immune to disability. Yeah, well, going back to what you're saying, Uguti, anything can happen. You may never know. Yeah, well, so that's why you have to be respectful, but also at the same time, kind, you know, just be kind. Yeah, well, so as the MUT Disability Unit, what are some of the key activities and also initiatives that you have planned for this special month? Is there anything, any inzayo, a campaign, a project that you're working on?
Yo, for this month, kuning. And konke kuzokwenzeka kuleli sonto sikulona right now.
Okay.
Actually, it's a call right now since I rest to rest campaign.
Wow.
Since disability awareness. Get badi, get my rasa like I'm a ning.
Too many.
Oh,
yeah.
And you only have 3 days. So back like sin go 10, then go 12 by one manya maris kanjalo kanjalo.
Yeah.
Go on aga maris must be figured because of my games abazo adala.
Yeah.
You know, because of my chair racing, bazo plan photo, Benze lo zinto
abazenzayo. Sounds very exciting. Yes.
And you know, go like escape. Umuntu ongenayo ingalo ugqoka kanjani. Now you will have to tie i-army yakhe i-1 then ugqoke leso escape to demonstrate ukuthi umuntu onengalo yodwa ugqoka kanjani.
Wow.
Yona into esesiplanile and nesikole kukhona sikuplanile ku workshop kuzoba Friday seminar hall. Unfortunately, the invitation is reserved. It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
Yes. But again, I really hope lama resistwa hambela abantu bazosamukela futhi basijabulele baphinde ba participate kuma games and obviously ke akona ama gifts if you participate.
Yeah.
Kuningi nje kuzoba kwenzeka. I think namhlanje bazoqala e Grand Lodge.
A Grand Lodge. Perhaps what time?
Right now kade bephuma manje.
Okay.
Back on the Grand Lodge. I think kuzoba nama RSI 3. I'm not sure map azoba se Grand Lodge but azoba 3.
All right, no, that's super great. Now I'm wishing Wutubengi Kona Lapo because I know that it's going to be exciting. Because, like I said, I remember last year when we had that huge event that was hosted by Markham's department, it was very exciting because we were also part of those gangs, yabo. So I really, really enjoyed it. I know Wutsi Amba students are also going to enjoy it, and at the same time, bazofunda okhulu from that. So, how can anyone else perhaps get involved or show their support in this Disability Awareness Month? Or to the broader disability community, how can umuntu who isn't disabled show support? Like you mentioned, what else can we do as a community, as a society?
Well, as a society, I think the research is a society.
Yeah.
Abantu bakanjani and baphila kanjani nanokuthi ke akhona ama corridors sensors la khona abantu baphila ngokubazela.
Yeah.
I think mhlawumbe singaya khona as a community nje siyobabona siphinde sifunde ngabe ba amele uzibona ngoba nakho usuthuka umuntu simbona dropen because around the community I'm 100% sure ukuthi ukho umuntu on a disability.
Yeah.
Ma une opportunity you can call there ufunde ngaye. That's the only thing esingayenza as a community. As for ama students kulula kakhulu kokwabo.
Yeah.
Because right now nje bangisho ukuthi kuna rest to rest okwabo kuparticipate kuphela bafunde. Yes.
That is very true. So you did mention that when you got to university your eyes were opened and you got to realize that there are different kinds of disabilities, some that are not so obvious, right?
Yes, like I'm mina ngazi ngitshela ukuthi no ngine disability. As much as invisible, actually, in a hearing impairment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not deaf. I'm like 100% deaf. But
yeah.
Sometimes I'm losing the moment you go as well. So, I'm hearing aid to catch up with everything. When I'm 100%. Me again, if you're not normal.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say, but when I got here, yo, everything yeah, changed. Like normal lecture vela ngeke treat ngendlela ama high school teachers are treating ngayo. So ma ula you have to adapt and quick.
Yeah, and it's not easy.
Asike isikhathi ukuthi ucomplain ukuthi ishanginakho ukuthi no I have to adapt to the change. And likely ama ring aid ayikhona uzangicela ukuthi ngifikelela khona. And so far it has been rare nge like and I'm complaining. Everything nje iza kahle.
Yeah, I like that you're mentioning this because it's leading me to my next question. Leyoguti, how do you think the university or Wena, because you are a chairperson, right? How would you say the university has addressed the needs or the challenges that are faced by students with disabilities, especially with them being able to access services that are provided by your unit?
Well, university has done seven right so far.
Yeah.
Sevens, but and as much as my challenges are corner, being available, maybe 100% go young kind. But so far, the support by let and during year registration, about corner my registration team and
yeah.
Dab and appear on Kubazega. So far, Bezagas, and I hope Uzokubeka in future. Namasenga second, I really hope Uzokubeka. As much as going to 100%. But law conji about corner Gwenza, we are really grateful for con.
Definitely. Thank you so much for joining us, Minyan. I don't know if there's anything else that you'd like to add, Shambe, that we need to be aware of during this month.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
Maybe addressing perhaps some stigmas that you often have to deal with on a day to day basis.
No, I'm experience.
Yes, yes. Experience, stigma, but, experiences.
Dampeke engingasho ukuthi ke njoba ngiqale ngasho ukuthi environment iyashintsha from high school to university. High school,
yeah,
it was a bit challenging because I understand izinto lezi. As much as a teacher, I understand. But when umfundi will be like, hey, awuzwa, how come?
Yes, they won't, yeah.
How come? Because sala nawe and senza yonke, and there was part to hlale emuva, we back it. How come, ngezwa?
Really?
No, but I go to ngihlala like ngihlupa. But arrangement yothisha, umuntu ohlupa ayehlala phambili. Then lo ngathi, ahlupi nje, ayehlala semuva, kuze kube ne-order class.
Okay.
Yabo, it was really confusing for abantu. But abantu engikhule nabo bayazi ukuthi ngikhule vele nginenkinga yokuzwa and ba notice it's an 8 stage, you know, this guy unenkinga. As much as sidlala naye ibhola senza yonke into, but uyabonakala. And when I got here la eMangosuthu, yo, everything yashintsha.
Yashintsha, it was hard.
I wondered, no man, actually la endlela sichutha ngayo ayifani. Mawula kumele wazise yonke umuntu, kumele wazise eres abantu ohlala nabo, kumele bakwazi mawufika because uzokuzohlala manje ama student with disabilities. Kumele nje masifika first day wonke umuntu yazintshojuza asho ukuthi una disability. Ukuze masiba nenkinga sazi ukuthi sokunceda kanjani.
Yes.
Lecture lakho, HOD yakho kumele kwazi ukuthi okay, la nginomfundo kanje. Because maybe nenkinga in future nakho na indlela
uzokwazi ukusizakala.
Yes. So nje so far angeke ngisho ukuthi khona negative experience engisayitholile.
Yeah.
Ngaphandle kwase high school, vele okwase high school angekufaneke nokwase university.
Yeah.
Khona kuphela nje inkinga khona.
Oh man, that's great. I feel proud as an MUT alumni and also as an MUT member, part of the community. Yes, MUT. I feel proud ukuthi there are measures that are in place that are assisting yabo people that are facing such challenges, yabo, that are part of the disability unit like MUT. So that's great. Thank you so much, Mini and Le, for being with us, and thank you for also shedding the knowledge that we needed to know.
I hope basizakele abebelalele and bazoqhubeka ba celebrate nathi disability awareness month. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.